And welcome back to the morning show. This morning we're joined on the telephone by U.S. Representative in Congress for the Illinois 17th District, Eric Sorensen. Welcome to the show, Congressman.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today? Beautiful day.
I love this sunshine. I wish it was a little warmer, but it looks like as we head into a Good Friday and Easter, it'll be just perfect.
That's right. Spring is coming, and we are ready for it, no doubt about it. We have you here this morning. I know there's been a lot that you've been working on in Washington. One of the big projects that kind of sticks out for this area is the tax dollars that you helped secure for Monmouth and Western Illinois for some
right.
big projects, specifically replacing the lead service lines here in the Maple City.
Yeah, I was able to come to Monmouth very early on after becoming the congressman for Western Illinois, and the mayor was showing me around, not just in the water department, but visiting some of the homes that still had lead service lines. Look, we've got to make sure that, I think it's something that we need for vibrant communities, but, parents should know when you turn on the faucet that the water is safe for your kids. And so I was willing to go to bat, work through the Appropriations Committee, and make sure that we got this money back that will go right to the city of Monmouth, and it's nearly $1 million. And the way I think about this is $1 million of your federal tax dollars that are coming back to the Maple City, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we can start the process of replacing all of the lead service lines, making sure that the water department works at 100% without needing to raise your property taxes. And so that's when we talk about these community-funded projects, that's what these are about. It's about the right way that we're using your tax dollars.
Yeah, I know I talked with the mayor a few times about this, and he's pretty ecstatic about it when you're talking. You had nearly $1 million coming back to the community.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, I'm also working on a similar project, up north in Carroll County in the town of Lanark, Illinois. I mean, that's an even smaller community than Monmouth, right? So in order for them to be able to replace the city sewer main, they would have had to have jacked up the property taxes to the point where people literally would be moving out of their homes.
Mm.
And that's what this is all about. It's making sure that we're making the right investments. The government does work, especially if you have somebody in Congress that's going to fight to bring this money back. And I think that's what, people need to understand is we've got $123 million that's coming back to Western Illinois, and it's going to come back to Western Illinois not well into the future. It's this year. And so I'm just really proud to be able to say that, we're doing more than we've ever done before.
Yeah. And another project that I was looking at here that you were able to announce almost $6 million federal funding for the Peoria-based Illinois Manufacturing Excellence Center to help manufacturing and actually create more jobs.
Right. So here's the thing is the Illinois Manufacturing Excellence Center in Peoria, the output or the generation back into our communities, it's resulted in $28 million in new sales for companies across the district. All right. So we know this works. And so in order to be able to help prop them up with a little bit more funding in the course of $5.8 million, it helps to make the region strong. It helps small and mid-sized businesses succeed. They're creating the better paying, local jobs in our smaller communities. And so we need to make sure that we help IMEC, and it's so important because it's not just because it's in Peoria, but it helps out all of Western Illinois because having that center of excellence there, we can participate in it in Western Illinois and then bring that know-how back home.
Absolutely, and I know we talk a lot around here about getting those good manufacturing jobs and having that strong right there close by in Peoria is a huge benefit.
Absolutely, it's investing in, quite honestly, it's investing in our small communities. As we've seen manufacturing, go away. We need to be able to bring the workforce back so that companies are able to thrive here again. I look at, for instance, the history of Monmouth, and the stoneware that was manufactured in the city of Monmouth, generations ago. Well, what are we doing today to invest in the workforce, to invest in education, so that Monmouth, we know, is going to be here for, 150, 200 more years? What can we do today? Those are the things that I'm most concerned about. And really, I think that that's where the member of Congress really has the most pull to be able to do.
Okay, and let's look at one of the other things that's kind of stuck out here in the last month or so since we last talked. Potential closure of the postal processing centers.
Mm-hmm.
That could be huge for the area. I know the Postal Service really isn't controlled so much by the federal government anymore, more of a local thing. But if you get rid of your processing center in Peoria, Champaign, Springfield, what's that going to do to our Postal Service?
Right. So, look at what comes in the mail today. I'm not talking about the bills that pile up in my mailbox. I'm talking about, when you get a prescription that is delivered via the United States Postal Service, okay? You want to make sure that that prescription is going to get to your mailbox as soon as possible. And so I look at something like what is planned now by the distribution center that we have. There's one up in Milan, and there's one over in Peoria. And the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, is looking at combining these facilities into one in Bedford Park, which is in Chicago. And so if we have the sorting facility in Chicago, that means you put something in the mail in Galesburg, and it's going to have to go to Bedford Park, Illinois, before it comes back to Monmouth. And so, quite honestly, this not only delays our mail service, it makes it less efficient, but then also it hurts working families. There are a lot of folks that work in that Milan Distribution Center and over in Peoria, and they work for us. And so my neighbors really rely on the services that are provided by the mail, and our postal service centers are, important because we've got to make sure that we don't just streamline people out of a job.
Yeah, and you make a good point there. If you're waiting for a certain medication or something to come in the mail that usually takes 2 or 3 days, now you're talking about 5 to 7 or longer for it to get there.
Right, and it's even so much as, working families, as we order more on Amazon, it's understanding that, as we've seen, and now you can get something in the next day. Mm-hmm. But what this means is it's going to take 3 days to get something delivered to you. We need to make sure that the Postal Service is competitive with United Parcel Service and FedEx, and that we're just not I think that this decision to close these distribution centers really, quite honestly, would make it less competitive and less successful for the Postal Service. And we need to make sure that that doesn't happen.
And now who brought this up to with that idea of closing that?
So that has come from the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy.
Okay.
And so I have sent a letter to the Postmaster General to make sure that we are working to keep that. I've been working with Republican Congressman Darren LaHood on that because he understands how important this is. So it also is something that transcends the political divide that, we hear about so often back at home. I really focus on how we're working together versus not the things that are dividing us. And this is a case example of that.
And one of the other things that I wanted to ask you about before I turn it over to you, if you have any more things to talk about here this morning, I saw that where you joined the coalition of bipartisan members to secure some funding upgrading our locks and dams infrastructure. I know you're on the Ag Committee and everything, and anything that we can do to upgrade these to keep the Mississippi and Illinois rivers going in the right direction is a good thing.
Right. So here, one of the greatest things that I've been able to do in my short time so far in Congress is really to get to know our farm families and those in agriculture. All right, what are the things that impede us today? And the one thing that I hear over and over and over again is we need to make sure that, you know, whether it's pork or soybeans or corn, that we're getting this export out as soon and as quick as we can so that the profits come back to the producers. All right, so then understanding that for something to go into our port system, to get on a barge and go down to the south, the locks really only last until St. Louis. South of St. Louis, once the Missouri River comes in, there's enough water. Okay, so it is a freeway. Okay, the problem is here, you have these very antiquated locks that are not long enough. And so what we're able to do here, working across the aisle with several different members of Congress, to be able to bring $120 million back home, again, these are your federal tax dollars coming back home to improve the lock system on the Mississippi and the Illinois River. Mm-hmm. So this is not just a win for agriculture. It's a win for labor, too, because we talk about good-paying jobs. We're going to be able to rebuild this. But then it's also going to take a fighter that's going to continue to advocate for this funding next year and the year after that, because we've got to work from south to north on the Illinois and the Mississippi all the way up, you know, to Minnesota and then on Illinois River back in toward the Kalsag Channel. And so this is really something that is going to drive the future and the sustainability of the 17th Congressional District and then our country, too.
Absolutely. We're talking with Congressman Eric Sorensen here this morning. And Congressman, is there anything else that you want to add here?
No, I think one thing is, the politics of hate and division, you get that on TV a lot. But I don't believe that people back home are focused on the ways that things do work. I think my bipartisan score today is 80.1%. I'm one of the most bipartisan members of Congress on either side of the aisle because, you know, one of the great things that I've got behind me, Mike, is I don't have a background in politics. I don't play politics. You know, this is an incredibly bipartisan district, and I'm just serving the people by doing what's right. And I think, you know, as long as we understand that, that, you know what, Congress isn't all about arguing with people. It's not, you know, about cut downs and put downs. It's about doing the work, and I'll work with independents, Democrats, and Republicans, no matter who you are, to be able to work for the people back home, and I think that matters.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we appreciate the time that you've given us here this morning, as always, and good luck here in the next couple of months in Washington.
All right, good to be with you, Mike. Enjoy the sunshine today.
Yes, we will. And like you said, get that temperature just a little bit warmer and we'll be all right.
Yep.
U.S. Representative Congress in the Illinois 17th District, Eric Sorensen, joining us here on The Morning Show. And we'll be back.